Tulsi Gabbard, Democrats are trying to turn America into a police state. By Jeff Poor on January 27, 2021. During an appearance on FNC's Tucker Carlson Tonight on Tuesday, Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DeHi, discussed her claim Democrats were attempting to turn America into a police state. She explained she took exception to comments from former CIA Director John Brennan and Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, on how they propose to deal with perceived threats to public safety. The very first thing that any president does after they've gotten elected, any member of Congress and every one of us who has served in the military, is we take an oath. And we swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. The reason that this is the first thing that we do is because our Constitution is the foundation of this country and who we are. It is what guarantees us our civil liberties, our freedoms that are endowed to us, not by any man or person in government, but are endowed to us by our Creator, and so this is something that we must all unite around. This is something that we recognize that those who stormed the Capitol on January 6th trying to stop Congress from fulfilling their constitutional responsibilities, they were acting as domestic terrorists undermining our Constitution. As you pointed out in my video, those like John Brennan, Adam Schiff, and others are also acting as domestic terrorists because they are also undermining our Constitution by trying to take away our civil liberties and rights that are guaranteed to us. If you don't mind, I'd like to just quote John Brennan directly so that people can't say I'm taking this out of context. Directly, John Brennan says, "Members of the Biden team who have been nominated or appointed are now moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements they've seen overseas where they germinate in different parts of the country and gain strength and bring together an unholy alliance, frequently of religious extremists, authoritarians, fascist bigots, racist, nativist, and even libertarians," she added. "This is the extent that they are going to try to undermine the rights and freedoms that are guaranteed to every one of us, and it is incredibly dangerous." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.